Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And a good Tuesday morning to you, and welcome into Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hope everybody's having a good start to your day. A gorgeous day here in Middle Tennessee yet again. Darren McFarland, that's me. Willie Donick and Chase McCabe alongside. For the ride the next 4 hours, Elijah Campbell manning things at our game studios. Had a lot of fun yesterday at Vanderbilt Legends Club. Speaking of beautiful days, great cause, Brent Peterson, and raising money to research and figure out a way to defeat Parkinson's disease. Great turnout, morning and afternoon session. All the Predators players were out there. All the Predators folks were out there. And yet again, a lot of fun to be had by all. Great food and drinks and great golf course and, of course, fantastic time. I don't know about you, Willie, but my group was, I said, man, I love this group. Young, energetic, full of testosterone. I love it. And you can carry me, and so your back won't even hurt. And that's exactly what I had. They were a great group of guys. Three of them were from Gallatin. One was from Memphis, and they had an absolute blast. We had a blast. And I don't even know how we did. We were really good. I don't know who won, but we had to have been up there. I'll say that.
You know, I've done this I don't know how many years now, but I've never come away saying, man, those guys, girls, whoever we played with were sticks in the mud. You know, I've always had fun people to play with. So that's the most important thing. I like you, Darren, had some fun teammates too. They're all from Cookeville, Crossville area. Some of them, you know, the group of them that were spearheading, they come in for every game from Crossville.
Wow.
Every game. Mm. You know, they obviously listen to you guys a lot on their drive. I actually introduced them to the app so that they can, you know, once they get, you know, out of range from where our signal goes, they can listen all the way home. So it was a great outing and another great success. It was awesome to see all the players. I was thinking yesterday, I don't think I had seen the players in person at all. I don't think I saw the players in person at all. Maybe a glimpse across the hallway from somebody if I were.
I didn't.
But I don't think I went down into the bowl during any games or anything. We weren't really allowed to be near them, so
nope.
It was great to see them.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because there were times when, you know, they were around, you know, a hole behind us or, you know, in view. And, you know, the guys have been around, you know, I mean, they're the obvious. But some of the new guys, you know, they were like, you know, who is that? And then we kind of got in that conversation of, you know, what's her? And I told him, I said, look, I'll just be honest with you. Look, there's some of the new guys that have been here in the last year. I haven't met yet. I haven't been in the room. I haven't been around them. Like, they don't have a clue who I am, and I haven't had a chance to meet them. So, you know, it's kind of like new territory where, you know, the guys have been around. Obviously, I've been dealing with them for years, but guys are on the roster last year. I literally never came in contact with them. Like, I never was even close to them. I never got an introduction. And so they don't know who I am, and I don't know who they are. I mean, you know, as in, you know what I mean? Like, just what kind of, you know, guys they are, who they are. So it is a little bit different. We'll see if that changes this year. But, yeah, it is strange because typically, like you said, we've been doing this for so long. You see everybody, and it's guys we see on a regular basis in the room, and it's pretty easy to, you know, pick out who's who. But new guys, I was like, okay, haven't met him.
Well, it was funny. Somebody asked me, so what's Eric Halla like? You know, is he cool? Is he great to deal with? And I go, I couldn't tell you because I never got to meet him. So I have no idea. I think we had him on the show maybe. That was it, but never got to talk to him. So that's just kind of how last year was. But I'm glad you guys had fun yesterday.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You asked me how I thought of my game last night. And you know what? As much as we play or don't play, I was pleased. I was fine. I was fine with my efforts. I have no problems. If I just am just a big pile of crap, because that has happened before, I'll just say it. Like, I was worthless. I don't even know why I was out there. But, you know, I thought I was fine. For my game, I was totally it was acceptable, and I was totally fine with it. Was every shot the way I wanted it to go? Well, of course not. But overall, for 18 holes, I'll take it. Willie, what about you?
I did pretty well. I did probably my normal thing. I had some good players on our team, so I was not, like, leaned upon heavily, which is always a good news for my scramble team. I did hit three or four legit birdie putts. I was the bird dog, the leadoff guy. You have five putts in the scramble, and so some of the better putters like to see the line, and so the first guy can be the guy that just takes a shot at it, and and if you miss, they see how you miss, and then they can adjust. So I was the leadoff man.
Yeah,
so I have opportunities to hit the good putt. So I hit three or four good ones.
Nice.
And so I felt really good about that. You know, not just tap ins, but like legit birdie putts. I'm also getting better over the years at the 95 to 105 range where a lot of scrambles you end up with the same approach shot.
Yeah.
Every time is because somebody ends up getting you down there in the neighborhood. So you have to be able to chip. I used to just not be able to chip to save my life. But now I can occasionally get a good one. To go with, my other thing that I bring to the table, I can hit a good drive every now and then. Now, I'll end up on the wrong fairway several times. Or, I did lose my share of golf balls in the woods. I lost one in the only cedar tree on the course. At hole 18, it disappeared in there, and it never came out. So I was like, okay, at Christmas time, there's an ornament in there. I reached in there, there was needles everywhere. I still have some of my fingers. I think I was like, this ball is not coming out of there. It's gone.
Oh, wow!
Not a big tree. It's like a cedar bush, like real thick.
I can teach you how to hit a 30-yard putt off the green with a putter.
Ken, I was his witness.
I tried that a couple times. Putting from, because I don't have confidence in my chips, so I tried to putt from the fringe and didn't go well.
I will never forget that moment, obviously, because it's probably my greatest athletic achievement of my life. But when I did that, just hearing Darren go, holy bleep, it's actually going in. And then it did.
Yeah, I was like, that's going in. That is going in. Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm just so used to – well, I'll just say it. I mean, who cares? We're having fun on the golf course, And, most of the time I was back there laying back to keep Chase's shot from, going completely off the green and 50 yards the other way. So I would stop it, Like, I wouldn't kick it in the hole, but I would just stop it so it didn't go 50 yards past the pin. And so I'm just used to playing way back, just – playing back there.
Center field.
I'm watching it. Right, center field. I'm watching it.
Free safety.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You're not going to need me. This is going in.
And I'm, like, running up the – because I didn't have a good view of it, because of where I was shooting from. And, like, I get up there and I see it right as it's going in the cup, and I just go, oh, my gosh, it went in. And then I took my shirt off and ran around.
You did. You did. And that was another moment I'll never forget. I would like to, but I will never forget. It's really cool when you see. In fact, I thought about, like, speaking of that moment, when just knowing, going, oh my gosh, this weekend, I got to brag on one of my kids because we had our first home run.
Yeah, I saw your post.
First home run over the fence. And
always a fun moment.
Dude, it was the best. And that was the feel, like, that's exactly, Chase, that's exactly what you can ask his dad, who was right next to me, if you see the video. I'm the one raising my hands with you can see there's like a white pad in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my gosh, that's gone. And nobody had really reacted. And I was like, that is going away. That's going over the fence. And it just, like I said, we've never had that happen. So it was a strange feeling, kind of like I've never seen you sink a putt like that from that far out. And it was like, oh my gosh, that's going over. And it's just the coolest feeling. It's the coolest feeling in the world to see it. And, of course, he's a great kid. He works his butt off, and he deserves every bit of it. And now I'm $100 lighter because that's been the bet with him. You ever hit the ball over the fence in a tournament? I'll give you $100 in cash right in your hand. And so it's been kind of the running joke. We've been talking about it for over a year now, and it finally happened. And you know what? I'm happy to do it because it was so worth it.
So is that still ongoing, or is it just for the first
well,
one?
I've been warned that, you know, our boys are getting bigger. You know, we started 10U, and so, you know, they're like, you need to be careful with this. And I was like, yeah, I'm starting to get a little bit nervous,
You might have gone 20 instead of 100.
you're saying I should have maybe stopped it at 9U. And now that you get into 10U, maybe I've bit off a little bit more than I can chew because...
No, I think you should have gone $20 per homer and not 100.
Well, I wanted it to be, you know, I wanted to have impact with it. I wanted it to be a big deal, and we've been talking about it for so long.
I think $20 when you're 9 is pretty exciting.
Not today's kid.
Okay. Well.
I mean, it is, but it's not. I mean, they just, you know, kids, I mean... They've already spent $20, $100, whatever it is. Spend it quicker than, you know, you can put it in their hand. But I wanted it to be impactful. And now I'm realizing that, this may not be the last time I have to do this. And you know what? I hope it's not. At some point, I will have to say, all right, guys, you guys are getting too big. You're getting too strong. I can't keep slapping $100 in your hand. I can't do it. I'm proud of you. Let's either dial it back or let's just get rid of it. But we're not there yet. We're not even close. The first time was awesome. When did Mahoney get his first? Wasn't he like 12?
He was 11. And you guys have seen the video.
Yep.
You saw the reaction of his
mom.
I wasn't there. I was at the
The commentary video, that was his first home run?
That was his first home run over the fence.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
don't you remember Aaron?
Well, yeah, but,
at the top
but
of
I didn't realize that was the first time he had ever gone over the fence.
Oh, yeah. That was. And I was at the Stanley Cup final, so I missed that. I got the Darren. I think you were with me.
Yep.
I got the text. I was like, he just hit a home run, and then all of a sudden, I got the video a few minutes later.
Yeah,
and then the reaction is, you know.
Now he had hit like home run, like inside the park, like you see, like coming up through the ranks, I guess. Because
maybe
travel ball,
like
it's hard, Chase. Like
the fences,
rack, it's pretty.
Yeah,
I mean,
the teams are good enough.
Yeah, they can get the ball in.
Now, when you're real, real little and the teams are throwing the ball all over the place, or if you play on a field that doesn't have a fence, which is rare these days, then if you should just have it roll past everybody.
Right.
But I don't remember him doing that. I don't think that was. And once the fence happens, everybody just wants to see it go over the fence. That's just always a different kind of home run.
Sure.
Just put it that way.
TD from Nashville on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, wants to know, did you get the home run ball? I remember my son's first home run, and that was the thrill for me. I sprinted to go get the ball.
I can tell you, we have parents on our team. We have some of the guys that have been playing together for 5 or 6 years now. They still go get the home run ball.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there are some kids hitting a home run over the fence on a big field for the first time, you know, now that they're teenagers. That's starting to happen. So you better believe they get the ball.
So
I've seen dads going into some pretty dangerous wooded areas, brushy areas.
How about an interstate?
Swampy areas. Oh, yeah. Like, they're going to find that thing.
So
even if there's danger involved.
This is one of my favorite stories. So when I was at FRA – and I would help out with the softball team. And there was a girl that was playing varsity as an eighth grader. I mean, she was that good. So she came up as an eighth grader and was playing varsity. And everybody knew, like, she was going to be a power hitter. That was, you know, just how she was built. And I'm pretty sure it was her first home run. And where FRA's softball field was, it backed up to 65. So if you had a power hitter, they were going to the interstate. I mean, it just – even with the net, they were still going to the interstate. And so she got a hold of one and knocked it out. And we all saw – I mean, it was headed towards 65. And but everybody saw it bounce. And so – One of the dads was like, well, I think I can drive down there and it's in the field and I can go get it. And so they're about to do that. Next thing we know, a Metro police car comes pulling up to the softball field with a hole in its back window.
Oh, no.
Nice.
I was like, well, nice. We know where the ball is.
Nice.
And we're like, of all the vehicles that you could hit. But, you know, he was cool about it, obviously. Wasn't on purpose, but it was funny.
I sent you picture, you guys a picture, so you see Roman got
his. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And the that chain.
Was, by the way, that was the first time. So that was the first time I'd ever whipped out our money chain. So that was the first. This weekend was the first time we'd ever done it.
And yeah, because I noticed in our meeting the other day you had the chain on.
Yes, that's the chain.
Okay.
Yep. We call it the money chain. You make a money play, you get to wear the chain in the dugout.
So that's both on offense or defense. Yep.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, we had some wearing from defensive plays over the weekend. Yeah, well, kids, they love that stuff.
Man. Yeah.
They're all about it. They're all about getting to that chain.
Very cool.
And they know it, too. You better be giving me that chain. That was worthy. Yep.
And this is I've heard you talk about this kid before. He's played with Maddox for a long time, right?
Yep. He's been with, since the beginning of travel. So they've been with us 2+ years. So he was an original.
Cool.
So I've watched him and Maddox grow up in the travel ball world together. So, yeah, it's really cool. Really cool. But he's not – I think you're talking about the ones that have been together since they were three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was one of them.
Mm-mm. No. So we're off and running. By the way, last night, really cool game. We're going to talk a little bit about the other option that was available to you in the Ravens-Raiders game. And I was watching intently because – the Raiders won, and that was
good.
That was good information.
It's good for you.
It's good information.
Good for me.
Yeah, yeah. It was very good. We'll talk about that on Thursday for sure. And it was good for for paying kids to hit home runs. It was good. So thank you, Raiders, for that win. But we'll come back. We'll discuss because there was a channel. I don't know if everybody's aware of it. Probably a lot of you, if you were watching the game or if you were on Twitter last night, you noticed a lot of people were talking about a lot of chatter about it. So we'll discuss. On the other side, as you listen to Darren, Donnick, and Chase here on this Tuesday morning. And so we know week one is over, but the season is just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. And to kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. All you have to do is bet $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet at least $1 on any football game. That's all you have to do. DraftKings is safe, reliable, and secure, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. And I know because I've been using DraftKings since they started in this state back on November 1st of last year, and that is absolutely true. All you have to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use that promo code 1025GAME to receive $200 in free bets when you place $1 on any football game. That promo code again, 1025GAME, to get your $200 in free bets instantly this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 years of age or older, Tennessee only. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. There you go. That was an option for last night's Monday night game. Raiders hosting fans for the first time in their beautiful stadium, Allegiant Field. And they were hosting the Ravens, who we know have been ravished by injuries, especially last week. Really good game. Raiders almost blew it. I mean, almost blew that game when they had first and goal from the half-yard line and then ended up throwing. They got a false start, Leatherwood. Oh, my goodness, dude. What are you doing? They then throw a pick in the end zone, and they got lucky because the Ravens would then fumble, and they would recover and end up with a win. Back here on Darren, Donnick, and Chase, presented by Curation CBD. Curation CBD products curated for life. You can watch us streaming live right now on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube every day. Our video streaming is brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry, so keep that in mind. So Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, it was an option on ESPN 2 last night, and I found myself, and by the way, I was pretty proud. Like, I didn't discover it by looking on Twitter. I just was flipping through just to see. I don't know why I was flipping. I guess I was at first trying to figure out where it was. Was it on ESPN? Was it on ABC? It was on both, but then I realized on the guide, oh, here's this version. And I kept going back and forth, but what it ended up happening is I ended up just kept coming back to the Peyton and Eli broadcast. I thought it was really interesting. What did you guys think?
Yeah, I watched mainly Peyton and Eli. I mean, I started off watching the traditional broadcast, and I was at a sports bar for a little bit, at the beginning of the game, and so they had that. That's what they had on, and they had the audio on. But when I got home, I knew that Peyton and Eli were doing that, and they were having special guests, and so I pretty much watched the second half on Peyton and Eli, and it was fantastic. They had Russell Wilson on at the end of the game, and he was great. Like, he had been watching film, you know, getting ready for the Titans, and then joined them for a little bit. I thought it was fantastic. I thought Eli was a really good sidekick, but Peyton's the star, and everybody knew Peyton was going to be the star. He's really good at it. Like, it was fantastic to watch him be the Peyton Manning that you always knew of. Just, he could look at it. He did it. He was looking at a defense and going, okay, they're doing this. All right, you need to adjust to this. Like, that was just awesome. So I was glued to it.
I didn't watch it. I'm not a fan of those things. I like the traditional broadcast. I guess I'm old school.
This surprises me, because as much of a stat guy as you are, and in analytics and looking at the game differently, I think you would really enjoy the. I understand some of the gimmicky stuff that they do, like the coaches. I like the coaches' film room, but some of the supercast and things they do. But I feel like for this, you would have enjoyed it.
I guess I don't know. I didn't give it a try. I like the regular broadcast. I think they're fine. I don't need a different way to do it. I like when you're in there. You're at the game. You're getting the analysts. I don't know. I just didn't feel the need to. I didn't feel like it was lacking for me to go and do that. I guess I just didn't think of it. Honestly, yeah. I don't think of watching games that way. It's just not my cup of tea, really. I'm sure it was good. We know what the Mannings do. They have their thing. I've never been really gravitating towards that. It's just never been something I think, oh, hey, they're doing this. Let me go watch. Like, I haven't watched Peyton say, I know it's good. Like, it's good stuff. But yeah. I just like to watch the game.
One thing that stood out to me, and I'll be curious to see how this plays out, because I think they're going to get a huge audience. I think there's going to be I'll be curious, one, to see what the first time was like, and then as the season goes along, I'll be curious to see if people start gravitating more towards this version or just the regular broadcast.
You have to go to ESPN Plus to do it from here on out.
From here on out. So that was just a little sample?
Yes.
Okay.
That is something that you wonder down the road. Will it always be like that, or will that gravitate towards two options for every broadcast?
What you're seeing, I think it's a smart move by the networks that are wanting to push these streaming platforms.
Oh, yeah. They put the Notre Dame game on only the streaming service.
Peacock.
On Saturday. It turned out to be a really good game. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a smart move, because you want to drive people to it. Give them
part of the game now, for sure.
Pro Football Talk has moved exclusively to Peacock, because they're getting rid of NBC Sports Network, because they want to put a lot of that stuff on Peacock. ESPN Plus, I believe they're in negotiations to try and get Sunday Ticket, the NFL Sunday Ticket. So, yeah.
I think philosophically, I see it's very clear how this is all evolving, alternative ways. It just, the net result to a large degree is it fragments the audience, and you lose that collective moment where we're all watching together. We all remember exactly how it's called, the call of the game. Once again, I'm being traditionalist. Darren is scoffing, because I tend to be this guy a lot, but I love the traditions of the one broadcast. We're all watching the same broadcast. So if there's a second broadcast, and then maybe someday there'll be a third broadcast, a fourth broadcast, I don't know. We lose a little bit of that.
Well, I don't know what harm there is in having two, maybe one Hall of Famer and maybe another Hall of Famer who
played the game at a high level.
So put him in the
exactly
booth.
Exactly what's going on.
Why not have him in the booth then?
Because that's not what they want to do.
I know.
They want to do their own thing like they're doing.
So I go with the guys in the booth. That's me.
Okay.
I mean, Darren, to that point, I feel like that's eventually going to happen. I know Peyton has kind of scoffed at that, and he's turned it down, and he's had offers. But you do wonder if this is kind of the audition for it. Now, this could also become, you know, such a hit that this is what they keep doing. But
he doesn't have to audition for anything. He's just doing what he wants to do. Just remember that.
Right.
Peyton is doing what he wants to do.
When I say audition, I mean, like, for him, for his sake. Everybody knows he can do it.
I mean, they've already offered him a truckload of cash and already offered him. He's going to do what he wants to do because that's what Peyton will be able to do the rest of his life. He will dictate every move that he makes life after football. And if he wanted to be in the booth, he'd be in the booth. It's plain and simple.
Well, what I'm saying is I think he's doing is he doing this mainly where he can say, well, do I want to do this? Like, maybe I'll give it a shot this year, hang out with Eli. It's a little more laid back. I guess he was in a studio and Eli was at his house. Is that what it was?
He just wants to, if you've noticed, what is most of all the stuff he's done since he retired? It's been all like family stuff. Yeah. It's all with his family.
Yeah.
Cooper, he's got the show on, you know, it's got a show on, what is it, on NBC? I don't know what channel it is. NBC, it's on national TV, and it's him and Cooper. I mean, he's doing this with Eli. They've had, you know, appearances with Archie. I mean, it seems like right for now, he just wants to do stuff with his family. Remember, these guys have been separated their whole lives, doing their own thing their whole lives. And so right now, it seems like he's just content doing what he wants to do and with his family. And I can't blame him for that. I mean, good for him. I mean, who knows how long it'll last. Maybe eventually they'll all get sick of each other and he'll want to go do something else that doesn't involve his family. But I just thought, if you're looking for something different, I think what's interesting to me, this is the one thing that stood out to me moving forward, because I have a feeling that it's not going to be easy to get on current players. So this is, and I didn't watch it wall to wall. So when I was watching, Ray Lewis was a guest. When I was watching, Travis Kelce was a guest. When I was watching, Russell Wilson was a guest. And current players, I know it's really, really hard because the teams are never going to sign up and say yes. This is not about going through the Seahawks to get Russell Wilson. This is about Peyton Manning reaching out to Russell and saying, hey, Russ, remember when you came to our Manning Academy? Yeah, like, we need you to come on and hang out with us tonight.
Hey, Russ, you remember when you carved me up in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. I mean, so the point is, these are current players making this. I mean, listen to what Russell Wilson was saying last night about the Ravens or the Raiders' current players.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't think that stuff isn't getting back to them? Of course it is. And so I think what is going to happen is they're going to be afraid to say anything, and so it won't be worth having current players on. And I understand that. I do. Like, I was actually surprised to see current players on this broadcast sitting there talking about current players that they're probably going to be going up against.
Yeah.
I mean, think about this. Travis Kelce is in the same division as the Raiders.
Yep.
And so I think that is the one, that is the part that I do think will change. I will be really surprised if they go this entire season and they keep trotting out current players all year long.
Well, it could have been just because it's the first one.
Let me ask this question. Do you hear the regular broadcast? Are they watching the regular broadcast at all?
No.
How do you know what's going on?
Well, they're watching. Yes, it's the same camera shots as the regular broadcast, but it's all Nat. It's all Nat sounds. So
you don't really hear.
You don't hear Levy
at all in the backdrop of anything.
No.
Okay.
No, in fact, they're like breaking down plays as they're happening. Like, Eli's sitting there circling plays, and they're going back and doing it over right away. Like, they've got their own instant replay.
Yeah,
and
Peyton
they're showing you what's going on.
Peyton was the one that was kind of leading, was bringing it in and out. You know, when they needed to go to break, he would say, all right, we'll be back. And so, I mean, that's
look,
it was
very choppy. If you were looking for, like, this clean production, and it was very choppy. But it was their first time doing it, and I don't know if they care whether it's choppy or not, because I don't think you're going there for some clean broadcast for Peyton Manning back here on our Monday night version. I'm Peyton Manning. Here's my brother, Eli Manning. I don't think people are looking for that. People are looking for those two to sit there with a former or current player. Like I said, I think the current player thing will dwindle. I think that will stop because it's going to get somebody in trouble. Like, honestly, I thought Russell Wilson was saying things last night that I was like, I really wouldn't be saying that because you're going to have to probably – I haven't looked at their schedule. You might have to play both of those teams, and that's going to be bulletin board material. Like, they're going to remember that stuff. And so I don't think that's going to work, but I don't think you're going there to get some, you know, host with, you know, the just the traditional broadcast crew. That's not what you're going there for. They're going there just to they're just guys on like a couch sitting there talking in their living room together, and it's like we all get to watch. That's what it feels like.
I mean, I think that stuff is cool. I like that stuff. If you don't, that's fine, but I think you're going to see that this is going to be popular. Now, is it going to be popular to the point where it becomes an every year thing, and that's what Peyton and Eli are doing, you know, during the football season? Or, you know, knowing ESPN, do they try and push it and Peyton and Eli finally say, okay, let's give it a shot, and they move them to the booth?
Are they doing this every week, the entire year?
Yeah.
I do wonder. I remember way back when there was a game between the Jets and the Dolphins at Shea Stadium when I was a kid, and they had no announcers. They just tried. It was on national TV.
They've done that stuff.
Like no announcers at all, just the sounds of the stadium and the PA announcer and the referee, and that was it. So you try a lot of things. You never know what is going to be the trend. I don't know if this is going to turn into something where every game has got this kind of thing going on. I don't know. I think at the core, this is just my opinion, you just need a certain amount of people to enjoy watching the game for the game.
So they're doing this nine more times.
If you need all these other things to have you enjoy the game, like I just enjoy the broadcast. That's just how I feel about it. I don't need these other things for me to enjoy watching. I didn't have money on the game or anything. I had my fantasy team. I thought it was a great game. I watched the game. But there's always this need to pull in other people for other reasons, get them in there, and I certainly get that. And maybe this will catch on as a big thing. Time will tell.
ESPN PR put this out last night. Peyton and Eli were live from ESPN Seaport Studios in New York for the debut of their alternate telecast option. The brothers will appear nine more times throughout the 2021-22 ESPN NFL season with Peyton in Denver and Eli in New Jersey.
So Joe asked this question this morning. Joe and Robbie were kicking this around. So, Darren, let me throw this at you first. Tell me what you think. How would you feel if you were part of the regular broadcast crew or the production team, all the people that they put in, you know, huge amounts of time and energy to prepare for this, and you have this, hey, why don't you go over and watch Peyton and Eli as well?
I don't know what you can do. I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean, it's just they're trying to drive
the answer's pretty obvious to me.
They're driving people to their product. They're obviously trying to,
but they're driving people away from the other product, which is also theirs.
Well, I mean, right, but do you think if that was a problem, do you think they would be doing this? I mean, obviously it's not an issue for them. I mean, they've done this stuff before. This is not new ground.
I'm talking about you personally. If you're Steve Levy or Louis Riddick or the people involved, if you're in that truck,
why haven't we had this conversation? This is not new ground. Like, we've been doing this with the national championship game, basketball, football. I mean, they're doing the same thing. They've been doing it for years. So it's taking away from their broadcast. Why don't we – you know why? Because it doesn't have the same effect. Because getting a bunch of coaches in the room is nice, and that was cool when Derek Mason did it or Pat Narduzzi has done it and the other guys. That's fine. But it's not really – it does not have the impact. The reason we're talking about it today is because Peyton and Eli have impact. Like, it's going to – people are going to tune in. And the reason we're not talking about it when they've been doing this before is because it doesn't have the same impact. It doesn't mean that people weren't watching. They were. They're just not watching to the level that they're probably going to watch Peyton and Eli. Although I will be interested to see, once it's moved to the plus, if there's a drastic dip because people aren't willing to do that, are they tempted to throw it back up on ESPN2?
Well,
do you end up with a net net more people watching overall. That's the goal, mm-hmm. I'm sure, for ESPN, is you have more people watching, whether you're watching one, whichever way you prefer. I'm just saying, if I'm in that truck and I'm part of that broadcast, I'm kind of like, really?
Well, but here's the deal. So two things on this. One, to the ESPN Plus conversation, if there was anybody that – if you're one of those people that's on the fence, and honestly, like, you know, really you guys – are not who they're trying to get, because the future
we're watching anyway.
Yeah, you're watching anyway, and you're watching.
Well, they want the young. They
right.
know the younger demo,
the younger cord cutters.
Yeah,
I mean that's who they're trying to get. And Peyton, you know, like somebody my age that grew up watching Peyton Manning. I mean, you guys watched him obviously, but I grew up watching Peyton Manning. Like
sure.
That's going to draw me in a little bit more, maybe, just because, you know, especially growing up around here, Elijah too. But, you know, that stuff happens all the time. I mean, we do it. Like, you're the TV announcer, and you're on this show, but it's well known you're the TV announcer for the Predators, and you're talking about things that you're doing on TV, but it's all one, you know, one happy family. Of,
right, but
of
that's
Fred's
more of
broadcast.
A traditional model. You have a TV and a radio
I understand,
broadcast crew
but,
for every team.
But it's still, like, you're, you know, whenever you mention anything about the TV broadcast, you're, you know, people are going to cut away from the radio broadcast to go see what you're doing on TV. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. Or, like, a better example.
I don't see it as the same thing, just because I just see the TV and radio broadcasts are the platforms. You know, if you're not able to watch
sure.
the TV and you're traveling in your car, you're listening to the radio.
Okay,
you know,
well,
that's
here's
how
a,
I do it. Anyway.
Here's a better example. We have ESPN 102.5 The Game, and we have ESPN 94.9.
Exactly.
And we do,
no, that's
and
a good,
we do different programming on both stations, and we promote
but we're not
both
talking
stations
about
on
the
both
same
stations.
Like, if it was, like, a Titans show or a Predator show, and we had two different shows on the same on those two stations at the same time, we're talking about the same thing.
Right.
That's the equivalent to me.
But we've done stuff like that. We have, during yeah. the, I guess it was this, maybe the Stanley Cup Final, we had the local, the Preds radio network on one and national on the other. We've done that for something. I know we've done that in the past. But, I mean, that, you know, we've done stuff like that. But it's all in the family, so.
Surely I'm not the only guy that's thought of it.
No.
Surely the executives at ESPN have thought all this through, and they've gone ahead with this. I just wonder if there's a net gain. Whereas
I think there will
be. I just think there's something to be said for, you know, put all your focus on getting people into that bucket to watch your broadcast crew, which you've paid millions of dollars. I don't know
sure.
what they're paying Steve Lee. They've exhausted a lot of resources to try to find the right team for Monday Night Football, and so I would think you would want to have all your resources pointed that way.
Well, they have, and it's failed.
Yeah,
the ratings have gone down, and they haven't been successful. So they have done all that, and they have failed. Monday Night Football has been for years going downhill, down, 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 the wrong direction. I mean, it just has. I mean, look how many different teams they've had, and they're trying to do Monday Night Football over the years.
Well,
I've lost count.
This is the first time since Tirico left that I think that they've had the same crew 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I mean, so
there are other reasons for that besides the bad broadcast crew, or, you know, a broadcast crew that is lacking. The Sunday night spotlight has really changed a lot. That's been going on now for 16 years. That was a huge blow to.
Yeah, but how many times has that changed? It was Michaels and Madden. And then it's been Michaels and Collinsworth, and
it's been basically the same crew.
Yeah,
because that's become what Monday Night Football used to be. It's the national
sure
primetime game.
That has
undercut Monday Night Football, which for better or worse.
Yeah,
and just
I don't
like
think
Thursday
that was
night
necessarily
football,
their intent.
Thursday Night Football is, you know, dilutes
sure
as well. So is there a net gain for all this stuff? I think we've asked these questions before. I remember Mark Cuban was the first guy to say. It's like the chocolate cake. Hey, I love chocolate cake, but I don't want to eat it every night or
right.
else I'll start not liking it as much. You get sick of it. So is it better to do it this way? A lot of people would say yes. But for me personally, I like to just focus on the main thing. I liked it when Monday Night Football was what it used to be.
Yeah.
And we didn't have a Sunday night game.
Well, and more is going to be on ABC moving forward, which I think is smart. But what I think they did last night, because this whole thing is being designed for ESPN Plus and to drive people to subscribe to ESPN Plus.
Mm-hmm.
I think doing the first game on ESPN2 to kind of give, you know, wet the whistle, so to speak, give you a taste of what it looks like. I am curious to see what the numbers for ESPN Plus will look like and how many subscribers they get just because of this broadcast. Because I do think it'll work, especially with the younger demo.
I'll be curious, because if it goes down, because I don't know if I'll – I mean, I watched last night, but I don't know if I'll watch moving forward. I wonder if it goes down.
So you don't have ESPN Plus. Is that what you're saying? Or you're just saying you won't watch?
No, I got rid of it because I wasn't using it.
Okay.
I had it, but I just got rid of it because
I use it a lot. I use it a lot for not only watching it, but the articles. I mean, a lot of the stuff we talk about on the show comes from ESPN Plus.
Yeah, you get access to the top writers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Inside stuff.
Doesn't mean that I won't revisit it, but I just was like, this is something that we're not using, so we're going to get rid of it. It's just, you know, there's just certain things that there were a lot of ads during COVID when we didn't have anything. There were a lot of ads that, you know, when things kind of got trying to get back to normal, it's just like, you know, we don't need this. We don't do that. We haven't been using this. Let's get rid of this. I mean, we're not, it's a waste of money. So a lot of things went by the wayside. Let's go to our phone line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Nate, what's up?
So I just looked up, and on three different websites, it says this is going to be going on for the next three seasons with Peyton and Eli. I will say I don't have ESPN Plus, and I don't really plan to get it anytime soon, even though I have been wanting to watch Peyton's Places. And I mean, yeah, I'd like to see Peyton and Eli for Monday night because it was really entertaining. Like Chase said, I grew up a big Peyton Manning fan when he was at the Colts, and just because he went to Tennessee and my parents went to Tennessee with Peyton, or not with Peyton, but, you know, they were fans when Peyton was playing. And, I mean, it was great last night. Like y'all said, we'll see what happens and see if it comes back on mainstream TV. I mean, really, it was kind of a stretch for me to even watch it last night just because I do have to search for it to go out of the way and search for it since I don't have regular cable. I do have the antenna where I get the local channels, so I have to sign in to my laptop and watch it that way. But, I mean, like I said, I enjoyed it. So,
all right. Thanks for the call. I'll be curious. I don't know if I'll get it or not. I don't know. I didn't watch a lot. You know when I watched Peyton's Place? Whenever they would show it on ESPN or ESPN2. That's when I would watch it. But when it first came out on Plus, I never saw any of the episodes. So I don't know. I don't know what the numbers will look like. I just do wonder. I think they're going to have a huge spike from last night. And if they drastically go down, I wonder if they'll be tempted to put them on a bigger platform. Just my thoughts. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the first hour next. You can join us in partnering with Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night. Light the Night brings light to the darkness of cancer through hope, research, and support for patients and families. Through this inspirational nationwide movement, we're trying to raise awareness and funding for groundbreaking research and treatment options to eliminate cancer. Nashville's Light the Night will take place on November 5th. It's not that far away, folks, at Nissan Stadium. You register and learn more about lightthenight.org/TN. lightthenight.org/TN. Back here on Darren, Donnie, and Chase. Of course, our show is presented by Curation CBD. Curation CBD products curated for life. Very sad learning this morning that we lost a friend in Dave Hull, and a guy that we've talked about on the show before, guy that we've referenced many times. He's been on the other end, on the receiving end of some practical jokes of mine, but Dave was a great guy. He was a guy that we worked with the beginning days. We just celebrated 10 years here on 102.5 The Game. We just had our big birthday bash at Neighbors and at the Sounds game. We had a great time, and Dave was a part of that at the very beginning. Of course, did a lot of work on our sister station, The Buzz, 102.9, as well, but was very, very sad to learn that we had lost Dave Hull this morning.
Yeah, I interned with Hull, the Incredible Hull, as he was commonly known as. But when I first started here, interning on the Sports Revolution with Willie Donick and Joe Dubin, Hull was the producer, And so I learned a lot in my early days from him. So getting that news was tough because they broke the mold when they made Hull. he was a unique individual, but a fun individual.
Yeah, I really enjoyed working with him.
You did Preds with him.
I did. And, of course, the show, he didn't sign up for this radio station to do sports, but he evolved really, really well to what we were doing at the beginning.
He was a music guy.
A tremendous worker. You know, but a guy that said,
sports.
Hey, tell me what you need done, and I'll adapt. I'll figure it out. We'll get this done. I really, really like that guy. Great sense of humor, easygoing, a dad, and that's what really hit me this morning. I can remember coaching his son at our basketball camp that we did the first couple summers that we were on the air. You know, it just hits you really, really hard. I had a rough morning when you
He loved his kids. I mean, they were his world for sure. AJ and Gavin. So just thoughts, prayers with the whole family, and you know, our hearts are heavy this morning. You know, I was talking to everybody from the Buzz, Dagwood, you know, obviously worked with Hull when he was here. Ziggs, the former PD, they worked together a lot in afternoons. Chris Atticus. So a lot of people that are still in this building that remember Hull, and you know, that gravelly voice, mm-hmm. you know, that must be nice.
With the rough beard.
Yep.
With the beard.
Backwards
hat. He make you laugh, man. Just one of a kind. Great character.
For people who have listened to the show over the years, in fact, we just had Jarrell Casey on for his retirement when we revisited that moment at the Wing Place in Cool Springs that night. That was Dave Hull on the board when we got Jarrell Casey to do his Coach O impression, and he broke out into an Ed Orgeron impression, and he got into character and said some things on the radio you can't say, kind of like Mike Vrabel did yesterday at his press conference, but different words. Dave was – Incredible Hull was the one on the board for that. So, man, we had a lot of fun together. He was also the guy that I promised him a gift card, and the Da Vinci's gift card was to Dave Hull.
That story. He was so mad at you.
And he went. And, he was really mad at me. But, boy, did we laugh a lot over the years over that, because he thought he was going to have the best lunch. I gave him a – was it $100 or $50? I don't remember what I did.
I think it was $100. He took the whole family.
Yeah, he took the whole family, and they went to Da Vinci's, and it wasn't there anymore. I didn't think he would do it the next day. I mean, I
– You didn't know him very well.
I didn't – Yeah, I guess not. He did it the next day, and boy, was he mad. Man, but we laughed about it over the years, though. In fact, I've made comments to him before about, hey, I've got a gift card for you. Where do you want to meet up? And we've had a good laugh about it, but, man, he'll be missed. He'll be missed for sure.
He taught me the phrase in radio, if it's free, it's for me, because he was all about that, so.
And I don't even remember why. Like, I don't remember what we bet on. We bet on something. I don't remember what. You know, I don't remember what was at the core of the gift card, but it was something. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to teach him something. I'll teach him a lesson. I'm going to give him a gift card to a place that used to be great, as Willie knows. Man, we spent a lot of time at that place, at that pizza joint. It was fantastic, but we knew it had gone away, and I still had a gift card from it. And so I didn't think he was going to go the next day. He did. He did. And, boy, do we have a lot of fun with that. So, Dave Hull, you will be missed, my friend. Rest in peace. We'll come back. Hour number two, we're going to talk a little fantasy football with Joe Dolan. Who doesn't want to talk fantasy football with Joe Dolan after week one is in the books? There's probably some players out there you're going to want to grab with pickups this week. We'll do all that and more to start hour number two of Darren, Donick, and Chase. That's next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.